put yourself smack dab in it.
Anybody remember about the government being closed just about a week and a half ago? Really, that's kind of gone away, hasn't it? And now the issue that these brave Republicans brought to the fore about delaying Obamacare? Well, you'll never believe who's for that now. All the Democratic senators who are up for re-election in 2014 want to delay it to January of 15. These are the same senators that were calling Ted Cruz and Mike Lee traitors, hostage takers, Nazis, KKK members. I wonder, do you think the Republicans now ought to cooperate?
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, and it is the 10th anniversary of the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with radio legend, Lee Burr. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
Isn't it nice to have to do this show for 10 years?
It's been a great ride.
It's always been fun to have you around.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's only 5 years, and really it's not quite five because I believe this show started in December, a few days after this date, 5 years ago.
I think it was the 8th of December.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, this would be like a prelim to the 5th anniversary show. And by the way, it is 5 years. Mike Thompson officially said it was. And if anyone wants to call the show, by the way, before we get started, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Now, we're going to have a whole month to celebrate, and we're going to have all sorts of stuff. We might have food for McDonald's. We could have Cardinal tickets. I got to figure out a way to... They have some sort of a contest. It probably involve the website and maybe even Lee Burr. Figure out, we're going to put our heads together and do some stuff and probably give away a condo for 3 days here and there. And multiple prizes, Cardinal tickets, both in a suite and box seats. And I just want to thank everyone who's helped me here, especially the callers who are patriots, who want what's right for this country, and they have no skin in the game other than they love the United States of America. It's not like that's their lobbying. They're lobbying because they want to see this country run like the founders said it ought to run. And so I thank the callers, the listeners, and I also thank my sponsors who are putting their hard-earned money, which I know. They created their work. They created their businesses. It wasn't the government that did it. They created it. And they have chosen to put their money where my big mouth is. Now, if you want to sponsor this show, and by the way, 5 years is a big deal. According to Mike Thompson, it's a big deal, and I'll tell you why. He says, well, a lot of radio shows, they'll start out with a flourish, maybe it lasts one or two or 3 years, then it fades. This show has grown, sponsor-wise, and Lee Burr's over there smirking like the, you know, whatever he is. But it's true. I mean, I got more sponsors now. I got more listeners. I got better callers. I got more callers. I've got liberals calling the show. I've got congressmen calling the show, senators calling the show. You know, it's becoming a hub of political discussion here. Look at Lee Burr. He's over there laughing his butt off. And Lee Burr is a part of this, whether he likes it or not. And I'm not sure he's crazy about it, but you know, it's the way it is, Lee. You don't think that this show is kind of a little hub here for politics and stuff? You know, try to hype something with Lee Burr, and it doesn't work. He laughs at you. He's sitting there thinking, you self-important little jerk. I've been around the radio business for all my life. You've been doing it for 5 years. What's wrong with you? I know what he's thinking, but that's all right, Lee. Don't be bitter. No need to be bitter. Did you like my website this morning, DaveWeinbaum.com?
Yeah, I always love it.
You got to go on the website. Click what's on there, because I always prepare something for Lee. Mm-hmm. Just in the hopes, just in the slight chance that he'll show a little interest in the show and answer the phone. Wow. He's looking there now. All right.
I'm pumped. I love this show.
Yeah. And if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right. Well, I'll stop talking about the anniversary of this show, but it's cool. Because you know you got something after 5 years. And if it's still growing, you know it's a big deal. Anywho, we're back to talking about Obamacare. You know, that's the gift that keeps on giving in terms of news. Because something ridiculous happens every single day with this thing. You know, they have the second opening of the website, and, you know, it just can't, I mean, it just when you think things are going to go okay, it gets worse. I mean, you got subsidies now. You know, everybody says, oh, well, look at your subsidies. Well, they don't know what the subsidies are. You can't get an accurate figure on the subsidies. All right. And so nobody knows what they are. So what they're going to do now is have, the insurance companies are going to estimate the subsidies, and they're going to get a check from the government for it, and it may be that or it may be not that or whatever. In other words, you're going to have a blank check to the insurance companies to get money from the federal government, which is your taxpayer money. We have our first caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Because you're the first caller, Lee Burr will be over at your house to shovel your walk. What's your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air. Yeah, that was quick. Oh, man, something I said. All right, well, anyways, back to this. We have another one, right?
Yeah, we got a call.
What happened? You forgot to plug it in? Oh, yeah. Once again, the treadmill has fallen off. The mouse has fallen off the treadmill, and we're having technical difficulties. Is there somebody on the phone or not? Okay, hang on for a second. All right, anyways, other stuff that's happening, oh, God, you okay, man? I think Lee Burr just fell, and there's a big hole in the floor now. Do you ever see those holes? They call them sinkholes. Lee, okay, you need help? Lee Burr's rolling on the floor. Do I have a caller now?
Yes.
Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Sorry about the technical difficulty. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, give me the next guy. Hey, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from? I'm glad I made it to 5 years because I might not make it to 5 years on one show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I wish I was a mouse in that studio right now to see what you all are doing.
Lee Burr was just rolling on the floor. I swear to God, he dropped to the floor. It was like an earthquake.
You know who this is, don't you?
Huh?
You know who this is, don't you?
Is this Kevin?
Yes, it is.
Oh, cool. You called early. There you go. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Hey, I'm not Jewish or anything, but I do believe you have a celebration coming up. It's an 8-day celebration. I want to wish you all a happy Hanukkah.
Well, thank you very much, but it's over.
Start off with?
It's over. Yeah, this actually occurred the same day as the night before Thanksgiving was the first day, so now it's over. But thank you for those.
Well, belated happy.
But don't worry. This will happen very soon again in 79,000 years.
Okay.
All right. I want to. Let's talk about Obamacare. I'm not talking about reducing the army, which you're doing, by the way.
Well, I mean, we've got the largest military force, one of the largest military forces, the strongest in the world.
Well, praise the Lord for that.
It is more technologically advanced than just about any other military out there. We have the combined income of the next 12 militaries.
You know, why did I even bring it up?
But I want to talk about a little something about Obamacare real quick.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, the thing that I'm kind of wondering about, I've been thinking about for the last couple of months, you know, you've got big farming, you've got subsidies, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Big oil. Big oil gets billions and billions of dollars of subsidies every year, correct?
You know, I don't know about that. You know, they are.
When it's a true answer, you want to.
Well, a lot of businesses get. You can call them subsidies, but they get tax breaks because they want to encourage employment. That's what the original Obama funding was. Remember the shovel ready stuff that was supposed to happen that didn't happen?
Yeah,
the trillion dollar bill there?
As soon as it was signed, there was a bridge built right up here that goes across the Osage River.
Yeah.
It was the very first job. That's just one that I wanted to point out.
Even he says, I guess there weren't that many shovel ready jobs. That was Obama.
There was a boatload of them.
Okay, so tell me about it. Tell me, relate this back to Obamacare.
The thing where it relates back to Obamacare, I hear everybody that's a Republican freaking out about people getting subsidies for their health insurance. But yet nobody says anything about the big corporations that get all these billions of dollars of subsidies every year. And you all know
I've said it.
About
I've said the fact that McDonald's and a bunch of big corporations got exempted for a year. I said that's wrong.
The exemption is not an exemption. Is not a subsidy.
Sure it is. It's a subsidy. It means we don't have to do the same stuff that everyone else has to do. That's a subsidy.
Because your industry was asking for the 1 year delay. So the president.
Everybody was asking for a 1 year delay. He gave it to some. He gave it to unions. He gave it to Congress. He gave it to big corporations. Now he's giving it to small corporations. But the individual is stuck with the bill. The little guy is stuck with the bill, who you should be talking for.
We are not stuck with that big
bill. Sure, you go. You have, by law, you have to get in there and do something. And with that website, you're not liable to be able to do it without being without breaking the law. Number one, number two, if you've been dropped from your insurance, you're going to have a gap in coverage, Kevin.
You want to know, Dave? You go out to an Allstate agent right down here in town in St. James or Raleigh. You go out and you buy a health insurance policy that meets the standards of Obamacare, and you don't have to go on the website.
Really? Okay. How come they're not telling that to people?
Because you need to use your little bit of common sense.
Why? The president is out there talking about this every day. How come he's not going to, and telling people, go to your insurance guy and buy the insurance from them? Wouldn't that be simpler? Why doesn't he say that, Kevin? Are you smarter than the president?
I don't know. He's pretty much of a Harvard
You know what?
Grad,
I think
he's
you.
The editor of the Law Review.
I think
no,
you.
I am.
Oh yeah, he's brilliant. Give me
I
a break.
Have the intelligence.
A can of soup is smarter than this guy.
You are so full of it on that. You're a second-rate college trying to get a job, and you own a McDonald's, man.
What? What'd you say?
I said you're trying to be a second-rate comic finding a job when you own a couple of McDonald's already.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, second-rate. Well, it's better than the fifth-rate one that Lee thinks I am, anyways.
I just want to put that out there because everybody jumps up and down.
Kevin, here's the question of the day. Do you think Obamacare is going to last through the 2014 elections? And the second part of that is, what if this is such a great deal, why isn't Obama on it? Why isn't Congress on it? Why aren't they all wanting it? And thirdly, hold on.
Okay.
All right, thirdly, I forgot what I was going to say. But and why are so many Democrats coming out against Obamacare? You know, 39 of them in the House of Representatives voted to say that if you liked your insurance plan, you should be able to keep it, as opposite of what's happened.
Well,
in other words, they've been
like
dropped.
This.
Everybody's been dropped.
That's
even Obama said you can keep your plan. The problem is he keeps breaking his own law. He can't do that.
The insurance companies, by not modifying people's already existing plans, that's them doing that.
No, it's not. It's against the law to do that. It is against the law. And Obama's even, they know that. It was written that way purposely, so people would drop their insurance, and they would have to go. They would have to go to a one-payer system. You've already got about 18 million people, about 6 million policies, three to a policy that's average, about 18 million people who have lost their insurance and they can't get it back.
Because the regulators in those states, in the states, refuse to do it.
That's right. They don't have to either.
Right. So who is it to blame? It's the insurance.
The Obama administration wrote the darn law. They knew what they were doing the whole time, and he lied about it the whole way through. All right, listen to me.
All right,
it's a great
question.
Call, but you know what? I got sponsors, and I got to get some commercials in. Okay, buddy? I'll see you next week. That was Kevin the Liberal, the spokesperson for the Obama administration in the Midwest, apparently, because that's what he is. Anyways, call the show and let me know what you think. Is Obamacare going to last through the year 2014 and through those elections?
364-0800 or *KTTR on your cell phone.
All right, we're gonna come back right after these messages. KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla.
It's the Chevy Holiday Sales event going on now at Fairground Auto Plaza. Get the best prices of the year on select models of new 2014 Chevy. Like a new 2014 Chevy Cruze LS for just $17,754. Over $1,500 savings. Or a new 2014 Chevy Traverse. MSRP is $31,670, but you pay just $29,088. See dealer for complete details. Chevy is giving the joy of savings with the Holiday Sales event going on now to December 31st at Fairground Auto Plaza. Stop by 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla or online at fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt Steakhouse. No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG. Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
I understand the Iranians are walking around very satisfied in Geneva, as well they should be, because they got everything and paid nothing, everything they wanted. They wanted relief of sanctions after years of a grueling sanctions regime. They got that. They're paying nothing because they're not reducing in any way their nuclear enrichment capability. So Iran got the deal of the century, and the international community got a bad deal. This is a very bad deal. Israel utterly rejects it, and what I'm saying is shared by many, many in the regions, whether or not they express it publicly. Israel is not obliged by this agreement, and Israel will do everything it needs to do to defend itself and to defend the security of its people.
Well, we're back on the show. Lee Burrows brought a machine in here. What's that for? What is that for?
Oh, I'm just doing a little testing. It's not of your concern.
Well, what's my concern? It's my show, and I want to know if it's going to interrupt the show.
No, it won't.
All right, well, we have a caller on. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that was Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, who which country Obama threw under the bus when they engineered this ridiculous deal with Iran, which has them basically on a fast track to build a nuclear bomb and then gives them all this money and all these other things, including fixing all their airplanes at no cost to them. It's an incredibly bad deal, as Bibi Netanyahu said. And that's another reason I've written two columns this week. It's a busy week. And they're on DaveWeinbaum.com, one on top of the other. And one of them made the Jewish World Review on Wednesday. The last one will probably make it on Monday. But they're on DaveWeinbaum.com, and I'd like to know what you think about them. One is called The Appeal of Obamacare is only in its demise, and the second one is 20 reasons why I no longer recognize Barack Obama as my president. That's pretty heavy stuff right there, and I never thought I'd come to say that, but I believe that now. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name, where are you calling from?
My name is Jerry from Cuba.
Hi, Jerry, what's going on, man?
It's hard to act to follow that last guy, I'm telling you.
Which one, well, Kevin?
Kevin, he's a hard act to follow.
Well, he believes what he's talking about, but he doesn't really know much about it.
I enjoy your show, and I respect your opinion. But I got something playing heavy on my mind.
Go ahead, man.
You can help me out with it. Would you, buddy?
I'll do my best.
I heard this on the radio this morning. There was a young girl, now hear me out, and she needed braces for her teeth. So her family was poor and could not afford it.
I know about this, but go ahead.
So she went out. Have you heard this story?
Yes.
She went out and got a, you know, she went out in the backwoods and got mistletoe.
Yep.
And bungled up in little yellow bows and selling it on the street corner. Well, here come the law and give her a fine, a ticket for no peddler's license.
Mm-hmm.
She is distraught. I mean, she's got a ticket for, now all of a sudden, she's got a ticket. She's in violation of the law.
Yeah, but it wasn't that. That wasn't the whole story. The other part of this was she was standing there selling her mistletoe next to a beggar, and the beggar was allowed to stay, and she was told she couldn't stay there. And well, she's, you mean I'm out here trying to work my butt off, and this guy's out here with a cup, and you let him stay, and here I'm trying to do the American thing and show a little initiative.
That is my point, sir. Now, what does that send a message to this day's youth? Don't work for your money. Beg for it?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Is that what? No, no, no.
Go on welfare. You know, no. Let the government do it. You know, that.
No,
that,
no.
Sure.
You know, I work for my money.
All right.
What is up with that, buddy? Explain it to me like I'm a sixth grader. So we should beg for our money and not work for it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
are you saying
that?
Don't
the government's saying
money,
that.
Beg for it?
The government is saying that. I'm not saying that.
No. Come on now. Turn the corner.
Okay.
Well, thank you. It's hard. I mean.
All right. Well, thanks. My pleasure. Thanks for bringing up that little girl, by the way. She went on the Megyn Kelly show, and what a smart little girl. My goodness. She just was terrific. She spoke about capitalism. And, you know, we got some smart youths. They're not getting taught capitalism and the benefits of it in the schools because many of the teachers have been brought up as little socialists. So, you know, we got to stop that. Anyways, if you want to call the show and be a star on the show like Jerry and Kevin, call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right, so we're back to talking about Obamacare because, you know, there's so many things that come up every day. I don't know what the gist of it is today, but, you know, they say now they have... Oh, Harry Reid goes on a newscast in Las Vegas. And the guy's, you know, being nice about it, the guy who's interviewing him says, you know, well, the truth wasn't spoken here. No, Harry Reid says, no, Obama said it was spoken about. What he said was true. I said, I'm thinking, what planet does Harry Reid live on? Because even Obama said it wasn't true and apologized for it. I mean, he didn't exactly say he lied, but we all know he lied because they had that information way back when. They knew exactly what they were doing. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, this is Brian from Salem.
Hi, Brian. What's going on, man?
Well, I think I know how to save the country from Obama, but it's going to take the people to get behind this effort. They need to recall all of the representatives and senators that are not fighting hard to get rid of all this garbage and impeach this president. Because if they were afraid of losing their jobs, that man would go down in defeat and be impeached in less than a week.
Yeah, but right now the way it stands is you have Democrats have the majority of the Senate, and so you'd almost have to have an election. I don't think everybody's going to get behind the recall before the 2014 elections, which are happening in less than a year. But I like the idea. I wish they would impeach him. I was hoping the Democrats would lead the march because he's going to cause a debacle in the Democratic Party like you've never seen.
Well, that's why they need to be afraid for their jobs, and they need to. You recall a few of those guys for not sticking up for their constituents, and you watch them turn against this Obama character. The only reason that they stick with him is because their ideology and the fact that they can get away with it.
Right, and I think that's ending very quickly. As Max Baucus said, this is a train wreck. Max Baucus is the chief Democrat in the Senate who wrote a good portion of the Obamacare bill, and he's calling it a train wreck. All right, I got to get off. I got another caller, but thanks for the call there, Brian. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. This is Tony from Cuba.
Hey, Tony. What's up, man?
Yeah, I was watching the picketers on this unemployment situation and all that. From what, at least the news media did make a statement about the picketers were hired. They weren't actual employees of these companies. the two things I just want to throw in a pot is with his youth. They've been talking about the youth now. It's against, not against Obama, but his population and popularity is down. And I think we're going to see the unemployment come back. And all he's got to do is forgive student loans, and all these kids are going to love him like he's a messiah again.
Well, not if they got to buy Obamacare. I mean, he's got to figure out another way to buy him, to buy those
that'll
kids.
Come later.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. The only thing he's got is the ability to buy people. And the young'un's been led down a bad path because they're paying for the old people now with double premiums on this Obamacare deal, and they ain't
well,
doing
I
it.
I was talking to young family members without trying to keep the peace Thanksgiving Day. And,
yeah.
And I tried to just dabble a little with Obamacare with them, and they're all saying, oh, that's for the uninsured.
Yeah. See, that's, they don't know.
They don't know.
That's the problem. That's why I'm here, because nobody
and
really understands
really
what the hell's going on.
Well,
if you read my column on DaveWeinbaum.com, my last column, which is 20 reasons why I no longer recognize Barack Obama as my president, I quote a person who says that basically that governments are fortunate because they deal with people who don't think.
Well, the thing that really gets you here is they brought up the subject, too, about not paying, you know, they should pay $15 an hour to people at McDonald's.
Why not $100?
Well, but I
why not $200 an hour? I'll tell you what, for $200 an hour, I'll sell you the store. I'll sell you a store. I'll go to work for you for $200 an hour. And when you go out of business in 3 or 4 months, and you will, I'll buy it back.
Well, you know what the reasoning was. I said, why should McDonald's pay that? And they're talking about that it's the blue chip stock and how much money that you, as an owner of a McDonald's store, that you guys are making millions of dollars and paying these people little money. And just all the money you're making, you should be able to. You know, it sounds communist.
Wait, did I turn the keys on my Learjet outside? Because I need to go to Albania tomorrow. You know, there's a party in my name. Give me a break. It's a low margin business. Believe me, getting lower all the time.
I know that, but that's their train of thought. I just wanted to run that by you.
All right, Tony. I got. Listen, you have a great weekend, a great Christmas. We can say happy. We can say Merry Christmas on this show. How about that? A Jewish guy wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. You know, the one thing about Christmas, we don't celebrate it, but you know what? We sell you all the toys. So I love Christmas just like everybody else. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sandy, and I'm calling from Rolla.
Hi, Sandy. What's going on?
I just wanted to call and say, on a different note, I thought I saw something posted this morning. Happy 5th anniversary to your show.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. That's so sweet of you. I was talking about that earlier. And Lee Burr is sitting there shaking his head because he did. Lee Burr, I don't know. What is your problem with that? What's your problem with the fact that I've got a 5th anniversary show?
It's just the wrong year.
What are you talking about? Mike Thompson says it's 5th.
4 years.
Oh, shit.
I think it's great, and I love your show, and
thank
love
you,
listening
sweetheart.
To it, and I love reading your comments on Facebook, and I comment when I can.
Oh, Sandy, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What's your last name? Well, you can't say your last name on the air.
I can. It's Sandy Smith.
Okay, Sandy. Well, great. I appreciate that, and you have yourself a great Christmas, okay, darling?
You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah.
I'm going to come over there and slap you silly. He's mocking you, Lee is. Lee Burr is over there mocking you. You
it's
know
okay.
I wouldn't lie to you.
No cookies for Lee.
No cookies. No fruitcake for you. He's a sheeple anyways. Bah. Thank you, Sandy. All right, one more call and we got to take a break. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Just hung up.
They did?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well. All right, well, we're going to take a break then. Call or call back. The number is 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T software.
You know, I'm halfway through the first thing that I wrote down. There's so much to talk about here. There's this power-grabbing president we have now. Now they're having hearings about it, and there's something I put in. I put in John Boehner's mind and a few other people that is all of a sudden gaining some strength in Congress. I even talked to Evil Bastard about this, my lawyer, Chuck Tote, and he said, well, it's probably not going to happen, but I understand your point. And that has to do with the constitutionality of Obamacare, the way it was passed in the House and the Senate, and what the Supreme Court ruled. Call or call me back. This is This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hey Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them. Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
And the president says if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, period.
Lie. And, you know, our politicians are to be held accountable. And heaven forbid Americans be intimidated and think that we have to just kind of cower back and not hold a president accountable. He did lie through this Obamacare. No, there were lies, deception involved in all of this. And now the mainstream media, thinks that they're going to get away with trying to convince the public that just fixing a malfunctioning website is the answer. That is a de minimis fix to the problem. The problem is this stifling, shackling, growing government that Obamacare is a symptom of.
That was Sarah Palin, by the way, who was completely decimated by an idiot at MSNBC, Martin Bashir. Everyone was wondering, how does this guy keep a job? And they fire Alec Baldwin for saying, maybe saying a gay slur when this guy had a scripted, completely, totally obscene talking point on Sarah Palin. And finally, well, guess what? He's resigned. So I guess NBC finally did the right thing. And I call that is a good start. Hi there, caller. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You there?
Hello.
You just hang up on him. Call me back, caller. Sorry. It's my great tech guy. Of course, I can't blame Lee for that, you know, because we didn't. It was a big hesitation.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Raleigh.
Hi, John. What's going on, man?
Well, I'm a little down on my luck.
What's the matter?
I was wondering if you could, like, lend me, like, $10, you know, till next month.
Oh, okay.
That's not very funny.
I guess that was supposed to be funny?
I guess so, yeah.
All right. Well, John, come on. Come up with a better joke, for goodness sakes. Get a writer. Hire a writer. I'll write you a better joke than that, for goodness sakes. All right. If you want to call the show,
364-0800
or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right. So we're back to talking about Obamacare and the problems. Every day it's an incredible thing. You got the blank checks now coming out of the insurance companies. To the insurance companies from the taxpayers. You're wondering why these guys are hanging around so long with this stuff and taking so much punishment? Well, that's why. They're getting all this money from the government, from Obama. Okay? You've got, first of all, you got no security on these websites. You had every single security guy that's come before Congress saying, your personal information is not secure on the Obama website. It's not secure. Don't go on it. Would you go on it? They asked these security guys? No, not in its present form. And there never was any security put into the thing. So it's an incredible thing. You got 29,000 people enrolled. The problem with that is there's no mechanism to pay for it. So they're not really enrolled. You're not really insured until you pay for it. And they're finding out that the insurance companies, a lot of the insurance companies, don't have the information. I mean, this is a calamity that happens every single day. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lavone from Rolla.
Hi, Lavone. I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
Well, I've been working on Fridays.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Well, thank you.
And I think I'll send John Roberts a Christmas card and ask him if he's proud of himself now.
Well, here's that connects to what I was going to talk about. Suddenly they're having these hearings that Obama has too much power. He's now with the Senate thing and the 51 votes to get a judge in versus the 61 votes. They can stack the courts now because they do have the advantage in the Senate, and this is a 235-year precedence. They decided to take away from the American people, really, who were counting on minority rights in the Senate, which we've had for 235 years. And the Democrats spoke against when the Republicans could have done this and didn't do it. So, but here's the deal. John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice, the way he ruled this as constitutional was very interesting. He said it's constitutional not as a mandate, because you can't mandate people to buy something, but as a tax. Now, there's a problem with that. I called Boehner early. I wrote to my lawyer. I said, I think there's a big mistake here, or he did this intentionally.
Yeah, he did.
And here it is. Maybe you got this too, but you cannot tax from the Supreme Court bench. You cannot tax from the presidency. You cannot tax from the Senate even. The House of Representatives has to be the one by Constitution that passes a tax that is then approved by the Senate. And that wasn't done in this case. It was passed as a mandate, never voted on as a tax. I see it's unconstitutional. They came up with that yesterday. And I've written to a bunch of people about that, congressmen, senators. I even told my lawyer, I said, don't we have a case here? And my lawyer says, well, probably not. What do you think, Lavone?
Well, I think that something we'll never know happened to change his mind, because as I understand it, he was going to vote with the other three judges, or was
right.
There four? Five and four.
He'd be a five
anyway,
and four.
Anyway, he was going to vote with them, and it would have downed Obamacare right then. With one vote, he changed his mind, and he voted for it or rewrote the law to suit himself or so he could get it through. So with one vote, he's put us where we are.
Well, yeah, and well, he didn't put you there. I mean, the Obama administration put you there, but certainly that was a devastating blow to the American people, and we're all going to suffer from it. And it was wrong. It was just clearly wrong. You can't do that. You can't legislate from the bench. They set it up in court as a mandate. How dare you change it when they're not even calling it a tax? So you're right, Lavone. Hey, thank you very much. You have a Merry Christmas, Lavone. Good to hear from you. Let me hear from you more often. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin the Libertarian. And,
okay.
I'm stepping outside my comfort zone here. Never call these talk shows, but I can't let Kevin.
So are you from Libertaria?
No, I am from Sullivan. I am Libertarian. I would title myself that if I had to. I can't let Kevin the liberal represent my namesake out there. So
he is the spokesperson for the Obama administration here in the Midwest now. Come on.
He's a knucklehead.
oh, no. That's no reason to do that. I try to prevent name-calling on the show.
I shouldn't resort to name-calling.
Okay, good.
But I wanted to make a point. And as I said, this is outside my comfort zone a little bit. The one thing among many that I would point to in his statement was, just go to your local insurance agent and purchase the minimum required policy, equivalent to Obamacare's minimum required policy.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is flawed, the minimum required policy.
Yeah. It's pretty expensive, isn't it?
Well, if we could make the argument that health insurance is so vital for our health insurance is so vital for our survival, we could make the same argument to grocery insurance, and then we could pay a premium every year or biannually and go to the grocery store and buy the minimum required purchase at the grocery store.
And you can force people to buy it based on the precedent set in this legislation against the Obamacare plan. You can make people do it. You can mandate it now.
Absolutely. And within the minimum required policy, you might be buying hairspray at the grocery store, even though you're a bald 50-year-old man, or X amount of feminine hygiene products, or six cans of spinach every month, because that's what's best for you. It's just ridiculous, and that's where we're headed. If we continue down here, they're gonna require us to exercise X amount of hours every week.
That's what's wrong with this law. You can't require people to buy stuff. That's in the Constitution. You can't mandate it. So all John Roberts did was change the word and lawyered his way around this. But it's unconstitutional what he did. Hey, thanks for the call, Mr. Libertarian Kevin. I appreciate it. We have another caller, and then we're going to take another break. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. This is John from Salem.
Hi, John. What's going on, man?
Well, I want to remind everybody about, of course, we're all aware of the United Nations Agenda 21 proposals that's being implemented through the Department of the Interior, and we're going to have a meeting with the Park Service this coming Wednesday, December the 11th, at the Salem City Hall, and I expect a tremendous turnout, but the Park Service is going to try to convince us to allow them to implement these Agenda 21 proposals on the National Scenic Riverways, which will exclude people and boats and motorized vehicles and so forth. So,
all right. Well, can they look? Why don't you guys go ahead and Google that? And one more time, where's the meeting at, and what time?
It's at the Salem City Hall from 10 to 12 in the morning in Salem.
What day? What day?
Okay, thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay.
December 11th.
Okay, good. All right, I just want to make sure you got the date in there. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. We don't have a caller, do we? All right, we're clear right now. We're going to take our last break of the day. By the way, if you want to sponsor this show, it's 364-2525 and ask for Pig Vomit. Okay, and he will talk to you about sponsoring this show. And I'm proud of all my sponsors here, and thank them once again. And you people out there listening to the show, spend your money with my sponsors. Listen to the commercials. You want to buy a car, you go to Fairground Chevrolet. You want asphalt, you go to Melrose. You want fast food, go to McDonald's. You want good steak dinner, you go to Matt's, okay? That's just a few of my sponsors, all right? And I appreciate all of them. And they are putting their money where my big mouth is. And I'll be back with more KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
Eat great and save with the new dollar menu and more at McDonald's. Now you can enjoy even more with the brand new dollar menu items. Introducing the new Bacon McDouble, the Barbecue Ranch Burger, or one of the delicious chicken sandwiches like Buffalo Ranch McChicken, the Bacon Buffalo Ranch McChicken, or the Bacon Cheddar McChicken. Saving never tastes so good. And treat yourself for a limited time with a warm Holiday McCafe drink, peppermint mocha, or white chocolate mocha. Stop by any of your area McDonald's in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla.
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
State Farm. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6900.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
Life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
And speaking of sport, from the Michigan 43-42 game against Ohio State, who, by the way, I believe is overrated, but they're undefeated, to Mizzou beating Johnny Manziel, to that amazing Auburn-Alabama game, where not only did Auburn sort of outplay Alabama, and there, believe me, they've got a great offense, but they were outcoached. They outcoached Lou Saban, who made a big mistake in putting in, going for a field goal and not having anybody that could run over like 7 seconds or under 7 seconds for a 40-yard dash. They were big 300-pound guys, and naturally the guy got the ball and he had a relatively easy go of it for 108 yards touchdown to beat Alabama with no time left. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, it's Matthew calling from Rolla.
Hi, Matthew, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, but I have a question that it has bugged me and nobody that I'm aware of has ever
All right, go for it, man. We're running out of time. Go for it. Go for the question.
Well, the Declaration of Independence, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but it's, you know, we hold these space evidence that all men are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
That being the case, if we're all created equal, why is there an exception to a law? If we're equal, we all should be bound under the same law.
Well, there's a 28th, I agree with that, and there's a 28th Amendment by Rand Paul, I believe, that they're trying to go through that everybody is going to be subject to the laws no matter who you are.
I guess it boils down to it's just some of us are more equal than others.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be that way. So support Rand Paul, puts his amendment on the floor. Probably not going to happen until the next election because they got to get a majority of people in the House. It should have been done already. I thought it was done, actually. A lot of people out there think that's true, and it's not. Obviously, if you can exempt all these people, and there's probably always a way to find things around there, but if there is no amendment, there ought to be. All right, well, thanks for the call, man. You have a great Christmas. And we might take one or two more callers. It's 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone. Did you want to hear the Auburn call?
Yes, go ahead.
I thought you might like this.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Yes, we're waiting for Lee, and he's going to give us the
there we go. Yes, if this thing comes up short, he can field it and run it out. All right, here we go. 56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight. Holy cow.
Okay. Cut it. Okay. Yes. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, if you haven't seen that, man, you probably get a video on it and on the internet.
You'll see it a lot before the Missouri game.
But I'll tell you what. That was possibly the best college play ever. Remember the Flutie Hail Mary pass and the band on the field? I think that far surpasses it, don't you?
No.
Yeah, I do. Well, you don't know. What do you know about sports? Anyways, he's just a sports guy in this network. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Lakeway.
Hi, Bob. What's going on, man?
First thing I want to do is thank all your employees. They helped me collect all the little football guys you got. I got all 32 of them.
Oh, cool.
And second of all, I was watching the news the other day, and they had this Hispanic lady on there that worked for McDonald's, and she was talking about raising the minimum wage. What some people don't understand is if you go ahead and raise that, they're going to raise the prices of everything else to offset that, and you're still in the same boat. You might be making $15 an hour, but you're still going to be broke because everything else is going to go up.
Well, it's not just that. It's just every other industry is going to want a doubling of their wage minimum, whatever it is, and then you're going to have uber inflation, and they'll be right back in the same boat in a year.
Yep.
So it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's, you know, it's a demand kind of thing. If you have a demand for help, you're going to pay more. If you don't have a demand, well, okay, fine. You got a bottom as a, and it's a job that's it's you don't have to be all that qualified to do it, and you can become a millionaire. You know how many McDonald's guys started out as crew people, and are major owner operators? They started out at minimum wage when it was like a buck an hour. Some of these guys, I know them.
I was going to say, like my son-in-law, they lived in California, and of course he made pretty good money out there, but by the time he adjusted for the cost of living, the price of food and everything, heck, he was about to go broke.
All right, I got 10 seconds, man. I'm going to have to end this call. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you all for listening to this show. And I want you all to have a very Merry Christmas. This is Dave Weinbaum, 5 years into it, baby, and going strong. I'll be back next week. Thanks.